Of This and Other Worlds, C.S. Lewis and the Call of Deep Heaven. So this year we take our inspiration from C.S. Lewis's space trilogy.
I'm William O'Flaherty, and you're listening to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. The name of my guest today may not be familiar to you, but you've likely heard of the organization he represents. Stephen Elmore is my guest, and he is from the C.S. Lewis Foundation, a nonprofit group inspired by the life and legacy of C.S. Lewis. He's here to speak with us about a retreat happening at the end of October 2015. The theme of that retreat is Of This and Other Worlds, C.S. Lewis and the Call of Deep Heaven. Welcome to All About Jack, Steve.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Let me begin before asking my first question by mentioning that the C.S. Lewis Foundation does a variety of events each year. And so if you're listening to this after the fall 2015 retreat, then you want to listen still to find out what it's like in general for the next one and to learn how to find out about any other events they have coming up. Well, with that out of the way, let's start, Steve, by having you give an overview by kind of answering this. When and where is the C.S. Lewis retreat, and why would someone want to come?
Thank you, William. The C.S. Lewis retreat will be hosted at the Camp Allen Conference and Retreat Center in Navasota, Texas. That's just about an hour northwest of Houston. It's in a forested area with a lake and a conference center, which is where we're going to have the facilities. Even though they have a campground, we're going to be in the kind of main retreat center and church. The retreat's going to be held on the weekend of Friday, October 30th through Sunday, November 1st, this year, 2015. You'd really want to come to the retreat for a couple reasons. In some ways, it depends on who you are. If you're a fan of C.S. Lewis, even if you've only read a book or two, maybe The Chronicles of Narnia, maybe Screwtape Letters, maybe Mere Christianity, you'll still have the opportunity to learn more about C.S. Lewis and his writings, and the many ideas and lessons about faith and Christianity and our world, and creativity and imagination, all the things that he espoused. On the other hand, if you're well-read in Lewis and books related to him, and you're one of the Lewis experts out there, you just read everything, as some of our guests at the event are, you'll gain further insights into faith from our various speakers and artists. If you're involved in church ministry, you'll benefit from the ways we integrate faith, reason, and imagination into our events, something that many pastors have told us over the years that have helped out in their ministries. And if you're an instructor or professor, we're very much focused on higher education as an organization. And at the retreat, we offer our academic roundtable. It's a discussion group for those presenting papers at the event. And even beyond that, you'll benefit from the connections and ideas from others at the event about the relationship between faith and education. If you're a writer or another type of artist, we have a writer's track and breakout sessions discussing God's calling for artists, as well as some practical techniques and ideas for being an artist who is a Christian in today's world. Finally, whoever you may be, whatever your background may be, whether you know Lewis, whether you're new to his writings, we invite you to come and learn from our inspirational faculty, enjoy performances of music and dance, participate in worship and fellowship, with just an amazing group of fellow conferees and speakers that come to this event each year.
Now let's go ahead and drop back for a second and have you take a few moments to tell a little bit about the C.S. Lewis Foundation, including addressing some maybe common misconceptions about the group.
Well, I'll give you a little bit about kind of who we are, and then I'll address some of the misconceptions. At the C.S. Lewis Foundation, we believe that Christians hold the responsibility of making deep and lasting contributions to our world and our culture around us. Biblically, we are to be the light and salt of the world. We see our namesake, C.S. Lewis, as someone who was a model of doing that. He had such a great impact in the areas where he was called to serve, whether it was in his academic life and career, whether it was through his apologetics ministry, or whether it was through just his interactions with people around him. And of course, you know, most people come to Lewis through his creative works. Now, where we live Lewis's legacy, which is part of our tagline, is in equipping and encouraging Christians to live out their faith in the world of ideas and the arts. These two areas, academics and higher education, kind of one area, and imagination and artistic creation is another, provide some of the greatest means, we believe, of impacting the world for Christ. So on that, in every one of our programs, inspired by Lewis, we integrate three things: faith, reason, and imagination. in a practical sense, we have three areas of programming. We hold conferences and events throughout the U.S. and also in England. We have various programs at our study centers, one of them which is at Lewis's former home, the Kilns in Oxford, England. And one is we're remodeling the home we just purchased for that effect in Northfield, Massachusetts. And also, we are planning a future C.S. Lewis College, which we're still in the process right now of fundraising. And William, you talked about misconceptions. Thank you for that. A lot of people believe that the C.S. Lewis Foundation, and part of this is because of our name, is the C.S. Lewis Estate, which is actually the C.S. Lewis Company Limited. So they think that we own the rights to Lewis's works, the copyrights, in other words. They'll believe that we, in some ways, are flush with funding, and we'll get funding requests from other individuals and organizations. But in reality, we're a nonprofit ourselves. We don't own the copyrights on Lewis's works. We don't earn any income from the Lewis estate. We're completely inspired by Lewis. We don't have a direct line to the copyrights and the estate. However, we do own Lewis's former home, as I mentioned, the Kilns. And we operate it as a study center and a place for tourists to come and visit the home. But really, kind of in a positive sense, what we are is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we receive our support mainly through individual donors and sometimes grant-making foundations. Other foundations will give us grants for our events or programs. The cost of the events, the ticket prices of our events, essentially cover the cost of the events themselves, but they don't support our ongoing work throughout the year. And because of this, we're very, very grateful. And I know some of you that are listening are donors and volunteers of our organization. And we really are grateful. And I want to thank you for your support and being part of the C.S. Lewis Foundation and making our work happen.
Well, that's very interesting. I've been familiar, for the listeners that aren't aware, about the C.S. Lewis Foundation now for, I guess about 10 years, and have been to some of the events, but a lot of people aren't very much aware of what you are compared to what maybe other organizations or groups are. So I'm glad you have that opportunity to clarify as well as explain who you guys are. Let's get back into those specifics about the retreat. Tell us some about who are among the speakers and what the program's schedule is like.
Well, I'll start with the theme of the event. It's Of This and Other Worlds, C.S. Lewis and the Call of Deep Heaven. So this year, we take our inspiration from C.S. Lewis's Space Trilogy, and we'll explore several themes from the books that are applicable to our lives as Christians. And among those themes are the deeper reality of God in our everyday lives, our call and responsibilities as Christians, and the difficulties in the world around us today. But many of our speakers will also go into different themes of the books and take it in different directions. For example, we have a panel on the recent book, Women in C.S. Lewis, by Carolyn Curtis and Mary Key. They're the editors. And we have a panel of several of the contributors from the book, and in that case, we focus on Lewis and his relationships with women and what the Space Trilogy has to say about Lewis's views on women and gender. So that gives you an example of kind of one way we explore other areas as well. Covering the main theme, though, in terms of the speakers, we have our keynote speakers are Jerry Root, Devin Brown, and Randy Steele. Jerry is an author and speaker on C.S. Lewis and several other subjects in ministry and theology. And he's associate professor at Wheaton College in Illinois. Devin Brown is also a scholar and author on C.S. Lewis and is professor at Asbury University. And our pastor for the event, Randy Steele, served in full-time ministry for over 35 years, and he's currently located out of Newport Beach, California. We also have several breakout sessions that we'll be hosting, and in addition to early arrival tracks for those who come early on Friday morning and Friday afternoon. Leading the Lewis Reader's Track, which is a track for anyone reading the Space Trilogy and wanting to learn more before the conference starts, or anybody who had questions about the Space Trilogy or even questions about Lewis and his life, are welcome to join our Lewis Reader's Track. And the leaders of that track are Andrew Lazo and Crystal Hurd, who many, I believe, of your listeners should be familiar with at this point. William?
Oh, yes. In fact, I've had them on several times.
Very good. And leading our writer's track this year is Terry Glaspie. He's an author and editor at Harvest House Publishers, And he'll be leading the writer's track along with Lance E. Smith and Melanie Stiles, who have been long-term friends and volunteers and also speakers of the foundation. Our breakout sessions that will happen on Saturday consist of many of the above speakers, in addition to Abigail Santa Maria, who I believe you recently interviewed, about her book On Joy, David Men, Lewis's Wife. And a set of contributors and editors, like I mentioned, of the recent Women in C.S. Lewis book. And those include Carolyn Curtis, Mary Pomeroy Key, Crystal Hurd, Andrew Lazo, Devin Brown, Casey Macenti, and myself. To get a sense of kind of how the event runs, I usually get this question from people, especially first time, people who are thinking about coming to the conference. Our schedule works like this. Friday morning and Friday afternoon of the event will be kind of early arrival sessions. They're optional sessions for people who could make it to the event early. Friday evening is when the main conference or the main retreat starts. And we'll have artistic performances on that evening. Jerry Root and Randy Steele and Devin Brown will be speaking on Saturday, primarily with breakout sessions and then also free time in between, a couple hours of free time to either explore the natural resources of the area, the lake, the campground, or to, you know, just relax. Each night, Friday night and Saturday night, there will be a late night kind of gathering. It's fellowship and discussions and kind of a hangout as well, what we call the Bag End Cafe. It's named after Tolkien, a hobbit. And Lord of the Rings, Bag End, Bilbo's home. But essentially what it is it's a place where we gather together and our registrants, conferees, share short pieces of poetry, music, jokes, skits. It's kind of part poetry reading and part talent show in some sense. And it's always fun. And even if you don't want to participate, it's often fun to sit there and watch. And then on Sunday, we have a worship service. And also another session with Jerry Root that morning. But throughout the event, it's kind of a mix of elements of reason, the intellect, higher education, learning. It's elements of faith, worship, fellowship, singing hymns at times. And it's a mix of imagination. Artistic performances, our writer's track, the Bag End Cafe, various areas where all three of these elements come together.
Well, let me just follow up then with qualifying some information, because that's a lot of details for people to listen to. Of course, they can go back and listen again. But one of the things I don't believe you noted is even though there's no formal activities, I think you do start on Thursday. So let me have you address that in a second, as well as to note, since different conferences, retreats, food policy, that how it's included. And then also the flexibility when there's some breakout sessions that people can choose what they participate in. So could you follow up with that?
Absolutely, William. So on the first question about Thursday night, you can register for the event and come early on Thursday night, have a night early with the lodgings, and we'll have an informal kind of gathering, meet up over dinner and after dinner that evening. But the sessions don't start until the optional sessions on Friday morning. So for those coming Thursday night, primarily they'd be attending those sessions on Friday morning and afternoon. And then the main retreat itself starts on Friday afternoon. And for most of, I'd say about half of our registrants come early, half of them come on Friday afternoon. And for those half, they'll be checking in and registering at 3. So it's kind of two separate check-in times, one on Friday morning, one on Friday afternoon. And then as for the food, the way the registration works is you register with the C.S. Lewis Foundation for what we call the tuition for the event, which most conferences call the registration fee. And then you register with Camp Allen for the lodging. And as part of the cost that they put together as a package, all the meals that are included as part of the lodging of the event. And there's the main retreat that carries through what we call plenary sessions, and those sessions are the sessions that everyone attends. On Friday morning, however, you kind of have optional track sessions, either the C.S. Lewis Reader's Track, the Academic Roundtable for Scholars, or the writer's track for those interested in writing, and also other artists could gain from that as well. And then on Saturday afternoon, there's some flexibility with breakout tracks, breakout sessions, I mean. And those breakout sessions, there will be one set of one-hour sessions on Saturday morning and one set of sessions on Saturday afternoon. And you have choices between various speakers and topics on that.
Very good. Now, having been to several of the retreats, as I noted earlier, I know there's always the special musical guest and then a great performance by a dance company. Can you tell us about these aspects?
Well, this year our special musical guest is singer-songwriter Bob Bennett, and I had the privilege of listening to Bob's music at an event that we had earlier this year in the winter. And one thing I most love about his music is that he focuses on storytelling and meaning in his songs and relaying deep truths, even if they're not always comfortable ones. It's very much a focus on storytelling and creating meaning. And he'll be in the good company with Ad Diem Dance Company, who we have each year at Camp Allen. And they're one of the world's premier Christian dance organizations based out of Houston, Texas. And one of the special things that I love about our events each year is that we have our dancers and our singer-songwriter collaborate on one or two pieces together, where our, in this case, Bob Bennett will be singing and performing while Ad Diem dancers will be dancing out that performance. And it's always an amazing thing.
What's the best way to learn more about the retreat, either online or a phone number?
Well, really the best way is to go to our website. It's www.cslewis.org. And once you get to the website, either you want to click on the big banner that'll be appearing on the retreat. But if you're a little bit too slow to capture that banner before it moves to the next image, what you want to do is go to the event menu on the top of the page and then click on the retreat from there. But for those of you that want to talk to somebody and find out a little bit more, Karen Aniker, my colleague, or I would be happy to talk to you about the event, explain how it works, answer any questions you may have. And our phone number is 1-888-CS-LEWIS. And because I know you may be writing that down, I'll repeat it again. That's 1-888-CS-LEWIS.
And, of course, in the show notes, you'll be able to see that number listed as well. And then I'll have a direct link to the retreat as well as a general link to the C.S. Lewis Foundation. Well, Steve, one of the things we didn't do at the start, kind of on purpose, because we wanted to make sure people, you know, aware of what the event is about. But I want you to have an opportunity to share about who you are in terms of your role in the foundation.
Well, I'm lucky enough to get to serve as vice president for events and communications at the C.S. Lewis Foundation. But really, that's a kind of a fancy title for someone who wears a bunch of different hats in those two areas. But essentially what I do is anything relating to our events, anything relating to our communications, our technology, I am part of in one way or another. At our events, I've driven people to and from the airport while the event's going on. Oh, so essentially what I do is serve in any area that's related to events or communications. And that ranges to from volunteer coordinator to registrar to driver, whatever it may be that needs to be done at our events that we don't have someone to do at the moment. But I manage the whole retreat as well. And in communications, I get to run the website. I get to send out emails. I get to create postcards, graphic design, do some graphic design work. I also am involved in strategic planning for the foundation, deciding what we're going to do and when and how we communicate our vision and our mission. So it's really a varied job, and I've been very lucky to have it for over 9 years now.
Sounds good, then. And one of the things I forgot to note after you were given about the phone number and stuff, people do choose to call to note that you guys are in California, so if they're in a different time zone, to be aware that the company may not be able to be reached, and I assume that's typical hours would be the Monday through Friday business hours.
Yes, for the most part, I'd say push it back to about 8:30 to 5:30, mm-hmm. And those would be our typical hours.
Okay. Well, now, for those who catch this interview after the fact or who want to know about future events that's planned, what do you have planned, or what are some of the future possibilities?
Well, you caught me at the right moment, because now I'm officially able to announce a couple of our events. Not the exact dates. We have those worked out, but we're still making sure that everything's going to work out with those. But we have two events that I could mention. One is a C.S. Lewis Summer Conference that we're going to hold at the University of Massachusetts Amherst in Amherst, Massachusetts, which I guess would be obvious, in early July next year. And the other is our Summer Institute, which is known by more affectionately by its nickname, Oxbridge, that's going to take place in 2017 during the last week of July and first week of August. We're still in the planning stages, and I hope to announce more towards the end of this year in terms of exact dates and a little bit more on the lineup and the plans.
And, of course, I encourage the listener to visit their website, cslewis.org. They can always find out the latest information there as well. Well, Steve, I've been enjoying talking to you. Let me close here by asking this question. That is, could you summarize the reasons or benefits of going to the C.S. Lewis Retreat at Camp Allen, which is at the end of October 2015?
I'm going to take that challenge, and I'm going to try to do it in as few as words as possible. So four reasons to come to the retreat: C.S. Lewis, faith, reason, and imagination, and five benefits: learning, worship, fellowship, artistic performances, and new friends.
Ah, very good. Well, Steve, if I wouldn't have known any better, I would have said you had the questions in advance to prepare this answer you just gave.
I really think it's a form of VSP. I've been working on that lately. Lewis's lost book many of you don't know about, it deals with that subject, and I've been working through those exercises.
Oh, okay. And I'm sure that lost book maybe probably tells us his favorite baseball team, which Bruce Edwards has often talked about in terms of any lost things about Lewis.
Absolutely. And also his favorite color, which is a question sometimes we get asked at the foundation from time to time.
Oh, very good. Well, Steve, it's been very enjoyable having the opportunity to speak with you, and I look forward to this year's retreat. Thanks for being on All About Jack.
It's wonderful to be part of it. Thank you, William.
Again, I'm William O'Flaherty, and thank you for listening to my interview about the C.S. Lewis retreat happening at the end of October 2015. Remember, if you are listening to this after the event has happened, be sure to visit the C.S. Lewis Foundation website to learn about their next event. There is a link in the show notes to easily learn that. You can get to the show notes by either going to EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com, which is the location where the audio files are hosted. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Again, that's allaboutjack.podbean.com. If you go to the other location, essentialcslewis.com, you can still get to this podcast. Plus, I have a variety of articles there as well, including a series examining quotations alleged to be from C.S. Lewis. Additionally, I also share a daily fact, quote, and quiz at essentialcslewis.com. I hope you enjoyed today's show enough to want to share it. Also, feel free to leave comments about the program online and consider listening to other shows. Recent ones include a visit with Allison Whelan about a little-known free resource online called CSL Book Club that offers study questions on a variety of Lewis books. Also recently, I posted an interview about a book called C.S. Lewis's List. Older episodes to consider listening to are a short talk I gave about quotations that are not quite Lewis, and my last new essay chat about Screwtape Proposes a Toast. Again, you can hear those by either going to EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. If you have questions or comments, email them to info@EssentialCSLewis.com. Again, that's info@EssentialCSLewis.com. Finally, did you know that you can help make sure this podcast is freely available to all? Consider becoming a financial supporter of this podcast to make sure it continues. There is a link in the show notes about this. Contributions can be as little as $1 a month. There are some great rewards possible, and no long-term commitment is necessary.